The look of love is in your eyes, a look your smile can't disguise. The look of love, it's saying so much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away.
Okay, we're back. Hey, actually, this comic is only 2 years old. If that, that's more recent than I thought.
Wow.
Yeah, we have Teen Titans Go, issue 8. Teen Titans Go being the DC comic that is based on the actual Teen Titans cartoon.
Right, and yeah, look at this kind of manga-esque, sharp-edged style.
This comic had to piss you off, because I know you hate the Teen Titans, I know you hate the Teen Titans cartoon, I know you hate manga-esque art. I'm surprised you were able to read any of this, or were you?
Yeah, it was kind of like if you had put like really nasty old fish in a blender, poured expired milk in it, hit the blend button, and then put me in it, and then spun it all around.
Well, you're not being fair. This cover is actually kind of funny.
Oh, come on. The cover has actually started me on all this. It's spinning around like, whee!
Look, Cyborg's got like fire coming out of his eye.
Yeah.
And like they all have the woo.
They're all sick. They're all
nauseous. Hypnotized eyes.
Hey, you know, because they know they're in a sucky book.
Well, here's what's funny is that you have the hypnotic pattern and Mad Mod is here in the front. And he's like, hey, cheeky monkeys, Mad Mod says. And then all the Titans are like, buy this book. Buy this book.
Sure.
That's funny.
Yes, it's cute.
You know what? I'll take it. At least that's something.
All right. This is written. This is, what is this? Issue 8?
This is issue 8. Now, bear in mind, this actually is written for younger children.
Okay. Beechin, Vedder, Ross. Anybody?
No, I don't know any of these guys. These guys have not been able to break out of the children's comics ghetto yet, apparently.
Oh.
Although, let me say, I really miss the old DC Bullet. Look how classy that Bullet looks now in the corner, now that we're stuck with that frisbee-looking DC logo.
Yeah, I always thought the new logo looked something like it belongs on the side of a sneaker. So yeah. I'm all for this.
This was much better.
Oh,
let's give credit to the scanner who put his logo in the barcode here. Apparently the scanner is Crypto.
I'm all for it. Yeah.
Yeah, Crypto's cool already. So for a scanner to call himself Crypto and to have Crypto as his logo, that's pretty
cool. And it fits in really nicely there.
Watch the hit series on Cartoon Network, the cover says. Now, that's actually stupid, because if you're going to pick up, if you're a kid, you're going to pick up this comic, you already watched the cartoon. I mean, you don't even need that. And here we are on page. Do you really not like this art? This is not, I like this style. It's nice. It's cool. I mean, it's manga-esque, but without overdoing it.
I know. It's just, what bothers me about all this is that look at all the sharp edges. It's just not how people are.
Well, no. But, you know, your normal comic book art is also not how people are. And look, they are fighting, like, some cool robots here on the first page, and the robots have, like, tentacle arms with hooks and, like, glass heads, and, you know, they look pretty cool.
Just because you know that I like robots doesn't mean that I'm always gonna, you know...
Yeah, but these are cool-looking robots.
They kind of look like, they got a bubble head, they got claws.
I think you hate the Titans because they beat up robots, apparently. You know, I never knew that Beast Boy had the power to just change part of himself into an animal. Because here he is, he's like making an ape fist, but the rest of him is still human.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know if he can actually, if he's ever done that in the comics or in the cartoon.
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah, that's new.
Hmm. You think he turned part of himself into a rhinoceros when necessary?
I'm not going to touch that. Okay. Okay, this is mostly like action here. I like these sound effects. I'm sure you don't.
A clang, clang.
Shree, Krakoom,
sure.
Chuck-clank. These are good. These are good
and
sound effects.
When you've got a robot with 8 arms, what do you turn yourself into? An octopus.
Well, I wanted to ask you this. Can an octopus just like be breathing on land like this, like Beast Boy as Octopus is?
I was for a while, sure.
Hmm. Okay, then.
I mean, as long as he doesn't stay an octopus for more than like 3 minutes.
So an octopus is like Aquaman.
Exactly, that's where I was going.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, they've beaten up the robots, and the crowd is all thrilled and shit. And, you know, this is actually almost the plot of the comic we just read. Because, you know, here we have a dude in a beret and a goatee, and he wants Starfire and Beast Boy to, like, model his clothes.
What a surprise.
I just want to say, you know, cartoon-looking Starfire is really hot. Now, come on, seriously. And, like, she's got the cute immigrant thing of she doesn't, like, talk right, and she's always, like, inadvertently saying cute wrong things.
Immigrant. From outer space?
She is an immigrant from outer space.
I don't think that I've ever heard any of our space visitors, who usually we call them aliens, we never call them immigrants.
Well, I mean, she's from space, and now she lives here, so yeah, she's an immigrant. And, yeah, he like, wants all the Titans, I think, to model the clothes, but only, like, Starfire and Beast Boy are gullible enough. Yeah, I would say gullible. I don't think either character is really stupid. Okay, maybe Beast Boy. But, yeah, and you know this guy's the Mad Mod in disguise, because here he is after they consent to model the guy's clothes, and he's saying as they're leaving, smashing. Yeah, again with the, you know, really bad...
And French people don't say smashing.
Exactly. He'd be like, I don't know, you know, wee-wee.
We're in Titans Tower with a big T.
You hate the T.
I do. I think it's stupid.
It's cool.
I think it's stupid.
No, they're the Teen Titans. That's Titans Tower, and it's shaped like a T.
Right.
You know, you don't want to see the episode of the cartoon where they're fighting inside of the T, and the T is, like, just bouncing around like it's made out of rubber.
No, you're making that up.
No, that actually happened. That was like one of the early episodes.
Yeah, that show's canceled, right?
Sadly, it is canceled, but you know what? Fuck you, because so is Justice League, so that's what you get. And here's, come on, this is hot. Look at her. Starfire has the outfit on, she's got like a little belly shirt, and she's got like because of course it's the Mad Mod, she's got like the floral design and the 60s era like uber bell bottoms here.
That looks pretty cool.
And here she is, she looks like she's just like dying for a man's approval, and she even says, is my appearance pleasing? And you want to slap her and say, no bitch, try again.
You know, no belly button on the alien.
Well, why would aliens have belly buttons? They may even hatch from eggs as far as we know. Actually, Starfire in the comics is descended from felines.
Oh.
Like humans evolved from, like, you know, ape-like creatures. Like, her race evolved from cat-like creatures. Yeah, you're right, no belly button. And here's a Beast Boy looking ridiculous. He's all into this modeling.
Well, if she's descended from cat, shouldn't she have, like, 12 breasts?
No. I would say that's at least 6 breasts too many.
Ugh.
Seriously. I mean, come on. Even Tigra's only got 2 breasts. And she is a cat.
You know, I'm not sure. Never mind.
No, what?
She's the one with all the fur, right?
Tigra, yes. Yeah, way sexier than She-Hulk. I mean, She-Hulk's green. But Tigra, I mean, come on. It would be dangerous to fuck She-Hulk. Seriously. She'd probably, like, kill you. So, Tigra, you'd be all scratched up. That'd be the worst of it.
Okay, now you've read a lot of Avengers, right? She's an Avengers character?
I love the Avengers. That's okay. True.
Does Tigra date at all? Does she ever go out?
Tigra's nailed everyone. Oh, man. Tigra is such a slut. Tigra has nailed Hank Pym. Who else has she been with that's a superhero? In West Coast Avengers, she was, like, veering towards, like, a more cat-like nature. She was, like, losing control of her feline nature. And... apparently cats are slutty because she was just fucking everybody.
Okay, so Tigra is, but she's a human, right?
Do you really want
no, to fall? No,
that's what I, for the sake of argument, we'll call her a human.
Okay. She's not an immigrant. She's not a filthy alien immigrant.
No, she's not a filthy alien immigrant like Starfire is. That's true.
Okay.
You know, any day now, you know, Starfire is probably going to, like, open a deli and stuff, and she's not going to be able to communicate with her customers well. It's inevitable.
Ugh.
And you know who's hot here, too, is Raven. Because unlike the cartoon, they actually give her, like, you know, that cool goth, like, really pale skin. And she looks dead, which is cool, because, of course, dead girls can't say no. And, frankly, the only good lines in this comic are the ones Raven makes.
You love goth chicks.
Well, Raven's hot. See, Raven's nothing like this in the comic. In the comic, she's practically boring. But in the Teen Titans cartoon, you know, she's kind of like Wednesday Adams as a superhero.
Right, okay, I see that.
Yeah, they actually improved her.
Why is Robin only 3 feet tall? Never mind.
Well, it's Tim Drake. He's a kid. I mean, he's not Dick Grayson.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so, okay, here where they have the little itty-bitty versions of them outside the panel. Look at the face you're making. These are called, in manga and in anime, these would be called super deformed versions of the characters. And it's something you don't see in American comics really much. And it's just, you know, that's cool. Because here they are outside the panel, little cute scrunched down versions of the characters.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you look displeased.
I don't understand the purpose.
Well, it's just cool. You just have to go with it. And, okay, this is also funny because I hate Bat-related characters. That Beast Boy puts his ridiculous hat on Robin's head. And notice that Robin is such a wuss. You know, he doesn't yell at Beast Boy. He doesn't hit Beast Boy. He just stands there with the stupid hat on his head.
Look, he's focused on getting the job done.
Yeah, well that's not entertaining. It's more entertaining to see Beast Boy slap the wacky hat on Robin's head.
He's on like a... Ugh.
I don't know. Robin, especially Tim... You know, Tim Drake Robin in any continuity, the normal continuity or this, I can't stand them. I just can't friggin' stand them. Bring back Jason Todd. And I don't mean the evil Jason Todd. I mean the real Jason Todd. You know, the one who threw guys off buildings and shit as Robin.
Damn.
Because that was cool. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jason Todd, like there was some like pedophile or some shit, and Batman was going to let him live. And like he leaves Jason Todd Robin with him. And then next thing you know, the pedophile goes flying out the window. And Batman just shows up and just like glares at Jason Todd. And Jason Todd just says, he jumped.
Ah.
And you know he didn't jump. You know Jason Todd threw him off the building.
That's cool.
That is cool. I mean, yeah, I'll never believe that he lost that phone vote when they had the vote, should we kill Jason Todd? And the fans supposedly voted to kill him. I don't believe that for a second.
So the fix was in.
I believe the fix was in. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, like, see what I mean about Raven?
Yeah.
Beast Boy's like, I won't just make the scene. I'll be the scene. And Raven's like, you'll be obscene is more like it.
Oh.
Yeah, they give her old laugh lines, which apparently you don't like.
Obscene.
Ugh. Well, here you see that the Mad Mod was wearing a Frenchman mask.
Excuse me?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Excuse me? Ahead. Mr. Haney?
Well, Haney didn't write this.
We need a comic really quick. We are short of a whole bunch of really bad puns. So if you could just help us out. Yeah, yeah. That's fine. Thank you.
Oh, are you calling Raven's wordplay Haney-esque in its badness? Because I thought that was a good line.
Yeah, it's Haney-esque in its badness.
I don't agree with that.
Like, much like this podcast is Haney-esque in its badness.
You know, wasn't the modcast your idea?
Yes, it was.
You must be very proud. Okay. Here we have the Mad Mod, and go ahead, because I know what you want to ask.
No, no, no.
Okay, since you're not going to ask it, and I know you're thinking
okay,
it.
Okay, did he age? Is this the
thank you.
Mad
Mod? Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing, because this will really annoy you. Because this is 2004. So, of course, he's old. He aged. But the Titans haven't aged a single day.
Well, right, but...
Go ahead.
You already identified that this particular Robin is Tim Drake and not Dick Grayson, who encountered the Mad Mod in 1968.
Well, actually, this wouldn't be the same continuity as the comic we just read. I could never get you to watch the Teen Titans cartoon. In the Teen Titans cartoon, like, you saw how the Mad Mod looked on the cover of this, which wasn't that different than he looked in the 60s comic. Well, in the cartoon episode, he looked young. But it turned out that was just like a hologram or something. Although he may have been young in the 60s when, you know, he was in his glory as the Mad Mod, he's still holding on to the whole Mad Mod shtick, except now, of course, he's an old man.
Right. I get that.
Yeah. So, you know, okay. He's ranting as supervillains are wont to do here. And, I'm a little surprised that, see, because here are Beast Boy and Starfire modeling the clothes. I'm a little surprised that Robin's even there, because I would think he wouldn't have time for this nonsense, frankly. And, adoring public. They're all clapping for the Teen Titans here. Mad Mod turns on his, like, hypno machine. And, come on, admit you like the little pinwheels and all their eyes, you know, because you just, that's that whole woo-woo spinning around thing. And this is, in effect, a cartoon. I mean, it's a comic of a cartoon.
Yes.
So this is fine.
No, it's not.
It's fine. And what is so great about... I mean, I like Justice League, the cartoon. What is so great about the Justice League cartoon compared to the Teen Titans cartoon, which is also good in its own way?
Because I'm sorry, eyes popping out takes me out of the story. If I wanted to watch Bugs Bunny, I'd watch Bugs Bunny.
You like Bugs Bunny?
I do like Bugs Bunny, but not my superheroes.
You know what? You know there was a comic, Bugs Bunny versus Superman? I'm not making that up.
We'll have to save that for another podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's actually a good scene where, like, Elmer is dressed as Superman, and, like, Bugs comes up behind him and puts his hands over his eyes, and, of course, Bugs is like, guess who? And Elmer's like, what was Wayne? Wanna Wang? Wex Luthor?
Okay.
Now, that's funny. Come on.
That's funny.
Okay. And, well, this is just stupid. Apparently, in the comics version of the cartoon, they're in some place called Jump City, which has never been referred to in the cartoon, but it's here in the comic. They're in Jump City. Jump City is not only a stupid name for a city, but here we have still yet another made-up DC city. Stop it already! Jesus Christ, we have real cities! Use them!
Well, in this city, obviously, people have little pinwheels, spinny pinwheels in their heads, and look ridiculous. So I'm all for the fact that this isn't a real city. Man. You think a Mad Mod would have gotten like a toupee or something?
Well, that's why in the cartoon episode he had the holographic younger version of
himself.
But even
still, I mean, he didn't get, you know, he's not even vain.
Well, he's by himself in his secret lair, so he's got nobody to try to impress at the moment. And, you know, he did, when he was posing as a Frenchman, he did have a beret covering his head.
Ah.
Yeah, but he didn't have a sash.
Back to the sash.
Now, this is, come on. Look at manga style Raven. I bet she looks cute here, being all pissed off and grumpy.
She's a little cute, yes.
And apparently his, like, hypno machine has controls like a pinball machine, which I don't know what to think of. Although there's an X-Men character called Arcade, who's, like, all pinball and arcade game themed. I'm not making this up. Yeah. He's like Marvel's version of the Joker, except he sucks.
Ugh.
Okay, well, Starfire and Beast Boy are wearing the guy's clothes, so, of course, as opposed to the first comic, where, like, the clothes made the characters weak, in this one, the Mad Mod's clothes, like, enable him to control their minds. Because here they are, Starfire and Beast Boy, looking all evil, and now they're attacking the other Titans. Another full page panel here that, again, doesn't need to be a full page. Padding. Okay, more fighting. Here Robin is displaying his courageous leadership skills, crying out, run! Yeah, you know, he's got a cyborg and a witch, and he's still telling them to run away from Beast Boy and Starfire, who are the two least intelligent members of this team. Okay.
Right. Well,
I don't get it. Okay.
Well, he doesn't want to hurt them.
Fuck them. They're attacking him.
Well, he doesn't want to hurt them.
So he should just run away and let them, like, chase after them and kill them?
Until he comes up with a plan.
He's not going to come up with a plan. He's Robin. He sucks.
He's coming up with something.
We've already seen that anyone wearing a Robin costume can't even fucking escape a simple trap.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
We do, because we saw Dick Grayson trapped in the Tower of London for like 24 hours, it said.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. All Robins suck. Except Jason Todd. Okay, so yeah, here they are, running, fleeing, getting away from... This is cute. Come on. Beast Boy as, like, a bee, and he's got, like, the Beast Boy face on his bee body, and he... Come on, that's...
See, everything you like about this is what I hate about it.
It's a children's comic!
It's a children's cartoon.
Ugh. Look how, like, Cyborg's, like, turning his hands into, like, a spatula weapon there.
To do what?
Well, just because it's funny.
But what's he gonna do?
It doesn't matter, it's funny!
Spank her into submission with a spatula? Spanking spatulas.
You know, Starfire is someone you would want to put over your knee.
Well,
because she's being naughty here. She needs to be taught a lesson.
And she's a filthy immigrant, so.
A filthy alien immigrant.
That's right. Who has to be taught a lesson.
Okay. More fighting. Hey, there's the spatula hand again. Oh, look, he's got it on a stick this time.
And now he's outside the panel being all small, which hurts my head.
Well, we've seen that through this whole comic, and you see it in manga and anime all the time. That sort of thing. Deformed characters.
What's he there for?
Because it's funny. Because look, you have the panel. Cyborg is like attacking Beast Boy as a bee,
Right, he's enclosing him in an
energy outside suit. The panel, you have Beast Boy angry as a bee, which you're seeing another aspect of Beast Boy in that panel. And here we have Cyborg with the spatula weapon, and he's making a motion like, yeah, come on, bitch. So again, you're seeing another aspect of the panel that you're seeing here in the middle. I actually think that's cool.
So were those little ads, are they in canon?
Jesus Christ, you people! Is it canon?
Just asking.
Okay, no. It's an artistic effect. It's not... If you insist, the actual event in the Teen Titans cartoon-based comic would be within the panel borders, and yes, these pictures of the characters outside the panels are not actually happening. Are you satisfied now?
I'm very satisfied. So basically, I can erase them or wipe them out, and I'm okay.
No! Ugh. You should enjoy them.
I don't enjoy them. They're not there for any reason.
They are there for, they're there for effect. You get to see the dramatic scene in the middle, and you get to see it being played out as comedy on the sides. That's something that manga does that American comics don't do. Because it's like, you have some like high whimsy going on, and it's really creative.
Hmm.
Ah. Okay, well, Cyborg's sound weapon seems to have turned everybody back to normal, including his fellow Titans. And here they are. Aha, okay. They realize that the Mad Mod's clothes are what's keeping everyone's hypnotized. So they use Cyborg's sound weapon here to... Here's some comic book science. They use sound to vibrate apart the molecules in the fabric.
Right, and then once you vibrate fabric, that's...
Well, now everybody's naked. And I just want to say, this is a kid's comic. And check this out. I mean, okay, here's a naked bitch.
Right.
There's a naked blonde bitch. She's all shapely. She's got big titties. And she's naked, and it's a kid's comic.
Yeah.
So I just would like to say, hey, all right, DC.
All right, DC.
All right, DC. You know, I mean, the kids have got to see it sometime.
Listen, they know how to sell comics.
Apparently, that should have been the cover. Okay, well, you know, now Beast Boy and Starfire are naked, too. We'll ignore the fact that Beast Boy is... Nope. Raven's strategically placed arm over Starfire's
elbow.
Titties here.
Yeah.
This is good. This is good. Again, this is a kid's comic. Now, you have to admit that the scrunched down, super deformed Cyborg and Robin here, like, gawking at Starfire's tits. That's funny.
Yes. And by the way, this is the only good use of that small...
I mean...
That small cartoon style. That's the only time I like it. But again, I can't take them seriously. Superheroes. Are there real Teen Titans along with this? Or are they all gone?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a, as you put, real Titans book for the older readers. Which, ironically enough, doesn't have, like, this degree of nudity that we're seeing here in the children's Teen Titans book.
How do you like that?
Hey, like I said, the kids have got to see it sometime. All right, so, you know, the Mad Mod is all pissed off that he's been defeated. He's taking his ball and going home. But no, the Titans show up. At his secret headquarters, you know, I don't know how they found him, but maybe, like, even in this continuity, he's still leaving, like, posters on telephone poles telling everyone where his secret hideouts are.
I like he still has a scepter of some kind. He's still got that cane, that walking stick thing, or whatever it is.
And by the way, see, he is, as he's going out and people are going to see him, he does put a beret on.
Good.
Oh, he's very stylish, even as an old man. I got to give it to him. And, but no, here they are. They catch him.
Oh, and there's a big joke at the end.
There's a big... And the Mad Mod's like, oh, blimey. I wanted to like this. I like the Teen Titans cartoon. I like it a lot. Okay, well, maybe not that one season that was too silly, but that last season with the Doom Patrol and shit, that was pretty good. This comic, on the other hand, based on the cartoon, meh. Meh. Competent writing, competent art... I'll give it a 4.5.
Wow.
Well, that's all it was. It was competent. I have a problem with the idea of comics targeted to kids anyway. Kids don't want to read comics targeted to kids. If I'm 8 years old, I don't want to read this. I may watch the Teen Titans cartoon, okay, but I want to read the real Teen Titans comic.
So how's this thing selling?
Well, I don't even know if it is selling. If you... look at the sales charts, the kids' comics are always way down on the list, And I think that Time Warner just insists that DC keep these kids' comics coming.
So Marvel doesn't have a version of this?
Marvel actually, they keep trying to have like kids' comics, and it never seems to work. Every year they try another kid-related imprint, and it just always crashes and burns. Kids don't want to read comics that are obviously like talking down to them. I mean, no. No, because, you know, you look at Teen Titans, and it's the real Teen Titans comic. It's way better than this.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they, yeah.
Yeah, so I question even the idea of doing kids' comics.
Should give it a 4.5.
I can't say that it was, like, bad with the capital B, because, again, it was competent in both story and art. But, so what? It's just sort of there.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here and give it a 1.
Okay. You know, now you're now stop that.
I'll give the other one a 1.5. And I like Maggie even less. So
wait a minute.
So this is just as silly as the other one.
This is better than that Jimmy Olsen comic or that Wonder Woman comic where she's turned into a gorilla.
Yeah, there was no manga in that.
Oh my god.
I mean, you know, what can I say?
You
it's the fly in the soup.
You hate everything Japanese.
I don't hate everything Japanese.
Do you eat sushi? I mean, do you, like, avoid all Japanese-related things?
No. I don't hate everything Japanese. I just happen to dislike manga.
Manga is comics. And you like comics.
I like comics. I don't like manga.
I give up. Except we really need to review a manga.
Yes, we will. In an upcoming podcast, we will, we'll have a House of the Rising Sun manga comic related something. Trust me, folks. It'll be one of those things that you have to hear.
And on that note, out. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. Waited just to love you. Now that I've found you, you've got the look of love. It's on your face, the look, the time can't erase. Be mine. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited just to love you.